Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Vayakal, Pekudei, Parshas HaChodesh, Tashin Pei, learning should be the Schus for Shlomo for all the entire world, for Klai Yisrael, specifically for Shlomo for Eliezer Yitzhak ben Shifra, Aaron Shal ben Rachel, Tzvi Yonison ben Devorah, Vishib Esaris Tovos, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. First idea comes to us from Simcha Zissel of Kelm, the altar of Kelm, and also the vision to Remy, the Imre Chaim of vision. It's the same idea, two different Rabbanim. Here we go. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Hei. Kechu meidchem truma laHashem kol nediv libo yiviyel eis trumas Hashem zahav achesav nechoshech. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Chal Yisrael, take from yourselves a portion of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone who is generous or of heart shall bring it as a gift for Hashem, gold, silver, and copper. And says the altar of Kelm, and says the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, what's the deeper pshat of the word libo in this pasuk? He says at the end of the day, the donation you give to the Rabbeinu Shem is beautiful, and the action is amazing. But what is Hashem really saying? Hashem is Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, when you bring the carbon, or specifically when we daven, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want? He doesn't just want the act of davening. He doesn't just want the result of the mitzvah. He wants your heart, as the pasuk says here. Kol nediv libo, when you bring in your carbon, when you give your mitzvah, nefesh to the, he wants your heart, he wants your emotions, he wants your thoughts, says the altar of Kelm. He says he wants your entire being. He wants your penimis. He wants you in it to win it. And this reminded me, Taka, of what they said in the Chiddush Shirim from last week in Parshas Parah. The pasuk says, "V'asiroisi es lev ha'evan mibsarchem nesatim lechem lev basar." And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you shall remove the stone from my flesh. And you shall make me a heart of flesh. The Chiddush Shirim says a beautiful idea, and he says, you know, Chazal tells, "Ein simcha el b'basar," right? Right, we're coming up to Yontov, Mitzvah for Pesach. The greatest simcha nowadays to have simcha with basar. He says the Chiddushim, you know what the biggest simcha is? Is that when you're able to change your heart from a stone, when you hear of something going on in the world, of a coronavirus happening in another community, and you say, oh, it doesn't happen to me. It doesn't matter. That's stone. We ask the Bonosham that we should be a lev basar, that we should feel for others. We should care. We should have a lev basar, that our hearts and our emotions should be invested and not just be running on motors and running on just going. Stop giving me a cold heart, but give me a heart that knows how to feel, that knows how to experience, that knows how to have emotions. And that's exactly what the pasuk says here. Al konadiv libo, the Rabbeinu Shem says the altar of Kelm and the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Rabbeinu Shem says when you do mitzvahs, make sure not just about the maisa, but it's also how you do it. You're putting your emotion in it. You're putting your whole being into a beautiful idea. Simcha Zos of Kelm, Alta Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, and the Chiddush Shirim. Moving on to idea number two. Second idea comes to us from the Meshech Chachma, Lamed Hey Lamed. So the pasuk says, Ayumar Moshe al Bnei Yisrael Re'u Kara Hashem B'Shem Betzal Ben Uri Ben Chur Lata Yehuda. Moshe said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, see, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Pakim Betzal Ben Uri. He is the tribe of Yehuda. He's going to be the one who's going to be able to be the architect behind the Mishkan. Ask the Meshech Chachma, what's over here? Why are we going over here telling the whole genealogy that Kadosh Baruch Hu had to tell the name that's in Betzal, Ben Uri, Ben Chur, Mati Yehuda? So Rashi says, who is Chur? Ben Asher Miller, Miriam. We know, famously, in Paragam Adi's Pasuk Hey, by in the Cheda Eagle, that Chur was someone who stood up against the Cheda Eagle when Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there and he wasn't coming down, and the Klai Yisrael was looking for a leader. And Aaron Cohen says, bring me the gold. Chur stepped up and said, no, he didn't want to. What happened? Klai Yisrael killed him. Klaiso killed him. Says the Meshech Chachma, you want to know what Chur's, what his reward was? Chur's reward is that his grandson was going to be Betzalel, the tikkun of the Cheda Eagle. The Cheda Eagle where we use the gold for bad. Well, now we're going to use gold for good to be able to build a Mishkan. And that specifically says why the Meshech Chachma says we have a whole genealogy tree over here, because to tell you that the reason why Betzal was Zoche to be able to be the one, the architect for the Mishkan, because of his grandfather stood up when it was time to stand up. How important is this lesson when it comes down to stand up for when something's going wrong? To stand up for what's right, as we've said in numerous Nashir and past before, Gaivat the Kedusha, that was Mordechai Yehudi, he stood up for when it was time to stand up. But there's a beautiful idea that I heard from someone in Miami Beach, I forgot who, on the beginning of Maseches Shabbos, I think maybe it was Revival Jacobson, someone told me. So if you look in Bezim and Bezim, Maseches Shabbos, that the Gemara is trying to understand all the cases, of the different cases of the opening Mishnah. And one of the things the Gemara says is that, Hacha d'Iker Shabbosu, Hasam the Lav Iker Shabbosu. It's trying to understand that in Maseches Shabbos, The Iker is, they're talking about the laws of Shabbos, and Masechah Shavuos, the main topic is not talking about Shabbos. But says the Rishon Rabbi on this Gemara, says a beautiful thing. He says, when the Iker of a Jew is the Iker Shabbos, then Tani Avos v'Tani Tolados. Then at the end of the day, when the father teaches about Shabbos, he's all about Shabbos, then his children are into Shabbos too. But Hasam, the Lav Iker Shabbos, but someone who's not, the father's not into Shabbos, the Avos v'Tani, they're just into, they're just teaching it, Tolados lo Tani. But if it's Shabbos is not Iker by them, then it's not going to be by their children. Says the Rishon Rebbe, you want to have your children to be able to enter Shabbos, you be into Shabbos, you be into the Rabbanu Shom on Shabbos, you have Zmiras and you have Divrei Torah for Shabbos, and then it'll have the trickle-down effect. And that's exactly here. I specifically think the Meshech Chachma is saying, the reason why Bezalel was Zochet to be able to build the Mishkan is Dafka because he had a grandfather of Chur who stepped up when no one else was. He stepped up in a time when he needed to. What a beautiful insight of the Meshech Chachma and the Rishon Rebbe. Moving on to Adi number three. Third idea comes to us from the Biala Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak of Biala, the Divrei Bina. So the Pasuk says on Lamed Zayin, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Tes, talking about the Kruvim. Ayu al Kruvim Porset, Kanefayim Amala, and the Kruvim were wings spread upward, sheltering the lid with their wings. The faces were towards one another, toward the lid were the faces of the Kruvim. And says the Biala Rebbe, beautiful idea. He says, what is this lashon of Pneim Ishal Achiv? There's such a lesson in Achdus, there's such a lesson of what we're going through nowadays. He says, you want to know when the Kruvim were Lamala? When the Kruvim looking upwards, Raka Asha Yisrael Ponim Ishrael, when the Pneim of Ishal Achiv, when Klai Yisrael is looking towards each other, not away from each other, but towards each other. Ish El Achiv, I'm looking towards my friend and towards my family. Ba'av of Achva. I'm not complaining that my kids are home for 3 weeks. I'm loving it. You have to spend more time with my mishpacha, even though it's hard, and even though it's difficult. It's different. It's Ish El Achiv. When a Jew mamash cares about another family member, care about your friends and care about Klal Yisrael, then the Kruvim can find Lamala. Then the Rebbe Hashem says, ah, then you could have the ultimate Siyat Shemaya. But when there's got to be Upneim Ishal Achiv, there's got to be that first Abala time is that first. There's got to be, we got to make the first move, Conway. Mighty Ducks. You got to make the first move. The Rebbe Hashem wants to see the love. Then the Kruvim will be Lamala. Then the Kruvim will arouse the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mercy upon all Klai Yisrael. And I thought this very much connected to the idea we said last week, but we'll say it again. The Bas Ayin of Amnum of Avrich, buried in Sfas, Azuchas Ganaleno, the Pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu that he. In Laman Gimel Yud Aleph, Yidibar Hashem Moshe upon him, Chodesh Baruch Hu Shmo Moshe Baruch Moshe upon him, Kaisha Yidibar Ish Erayel, like a friend talks to his man, to his friend. Ish Erayel v'Ish El Achiv. What is Ish Erayel says that the Bas Ayin that Chodesh Baruch Hu, that Moshe was Zocha, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Zocha to the Avos Yisrael, he was Zocha to put his life on the line. Mechani Yom Mesifercha, he had this tremendous Avos Yisrael love for caring for other people. Then he was Zocha to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam upon him, because he had the Achva, he had the Achdus, he had the Ayin Tov, he mamish had the Ayin Tov. When a person has the Ayin Tov, then he can speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam Peh El Peh. This is exactly the word of the Biala Rebbe here. You want to speak, you want to have the Kruvim arouse the Ribbono Shel Olam's mercy. First, Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to see you get along. If we want to arouse the Chodesh Baruch Hu's mercy, now living in the times that we're living, with all the things happening throughout the world, in our countries, in our mishpachos, in our communities, you want to arouse the Chodesh Baruch Hu's racham in the ultimate way, says the Biala Rebbe, is dafka, through achdus, in unity, panam el isha achiv, in this week's parsha, and last week's parsha as well, panam apanam, you want to have the Shechina, it's got to be first isha re'eo, a beautiful insight, and the Biala Rebbe and the Basai, moving on to Adi number three, four, excuse me. Adi number four comes to us from the Tiver Shlomo. Usually they like to break it up in fair, but we had three ideas from Bayalko, one in Pekudei, Tefer Shlomo, beautiful idea. The last Pasuk in Shishi, which is a double Parsha. So the Pasuk says, in Perek Lamates Pasuk Mem Gimel, Ayar Moshe is called Malach Avinei Asu, Oso Kashat Tziva, Hashem Ken Osu, Vayivarach Osu Moshe. Moshe saw all the work, and behold, it was done all that Hashem commanded. So they had done, and Moshe blessed them. On the words, Vayivarach Osu Moshe, Rashi quotes the Chazal, Rashi quotes, Amar lahem, Yiratzon Sher Tishra Shechina B'mayis Yideichem. Chodesh Baruch Hu Shechina, that His rest, He shall rest in the work of your hands. Chodesh Baruch Hu should be zochah to be able to work in it, in the work of your hands. It says it to Tefer Shlomo, this doesn't just mean the work of the Mishkan. A Jew's job is to find the Ribbono Shel Olam in everything that he does. Af Bavoroschem V'Tzarcheichem HaPratim Tizku. Sher Tishra Shechina B'mayis Yideichem. Moshe Rabbeinu's biggest blessing was at the end of the Mishkan was not only when you're going to be a Yid or Jewish when you're in davening or you're learning, but when you're changing the diapers or you're working from home, or at the end of the day you're doing carpool or you're running to the supermarket. In the details, you have the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shetishra Shechina b'maisa yidichem. You find the Rabbeinu Shalom in the details of your life. And this is Siman Shechon Aruch, Siman Reish Laman Aleph. How does a Jew live with the Rebbe Shem 24/7, everything is L'shem Shemayim. My Achila, my Shasiya, my Yeshiva, my Halicha. Everything is with Yud-Hei, Yud-Hei, Yud-Hei. Everything is with Kadosh Baruch Hu in my mind. And this is what it means to be a Yid. What it means to be a Yid. What it means to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything. Not only in the spirituality, but also in the physical things as well. And that's exactly what the bracha of the Moshe Rabbeinu was giving us to Kaiso at the end at the end of the building the Mishkan. Was at the end of the day, don't just find the details for the Baruch Shem when it comes to Ruchnius. Find him in everything, and that specifically even in the physical activities as well. Moving on, beautiful interview from Tifer Shulma and the Shulchan Aruch. Moving on to idea number 5 on Parshas HaChodesh. So I saw quoted in the name of Sasam, so I don't know what year, I apologize. The Sasam says, on the Chodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodoshim. It says, why is this the first mitzvah, says the Sasam. All the Mepharshim say. The Sfarno says, because now a slave doesn't have your time, now you have your time. Beautiful. Says the Sfasemis, you want to know why it was the first mitzvah? Because we were Biriyah Chedasha. When we left Egypt, we left Mitzrayim, we were Biriyah Chedasha. And a Gersh and his Gair, Kekaton, Shanola, Dami, Chazal tell us that when a convert converts, he's like a small child being born. Now that we were leaving Egypt, we were becoming a new person. And what was that? What were we becoming? How are we doing that? Through Karbalos, O Machu Shemayim, by accepting the Rabbeinu Shem in our lives fully, that was the Chiddush HaYikari. It makes perfect sense why Kiddush HaChodesh was the first mitzvah, because the first thing that we have to do is to understand to be you want to be a katan shenol adami, you want to be a mitzvahs. First, you got to buy in. You got to be all in to the Rabbeinu Shem, fully invested, fully buying in, fully re-enlisting to a Kaddish Baruch Hu's army, because that's the whole Indian of a Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kiddush HaChodesh even writes the Parshas HaChodesh. So not the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Levush. Levush says when we read Parshas HaChodesh, it gives Kedusha to the entire month. Mamash Kedusha to the entire month. But I actually thought it's connected to an idea from the Eish Kodesh last week as well. The Eish Kodesh writes the Parshas Parah in 1941. Now why does Parah come? What's the whole Indian of Parah before HaChodesh? Parah, when a person fully invests themselves into the full Tahara of the Parshas Parah. And the Eish Kodesh explains that when a Jew has the humility of being fully invested, right? He quotes the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Yoma. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is matar himself, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu matar himself, Avin Kadosh Baruch Hu matar himself, Tzmeim, Kadosh Baruch Hu matar himself, even the ones, but only the people that are fully in it, right? Someone who's not in a mikvah, their finger's out, it's not in it. Says the Eish Kodesh, you want to have full tahara, full mikvah of the Rabbeinu Shem, you got to be fully invested with the hachna, giving yourself over to the Rabbeinu Shem. And then, says the Eish Kodesh, once you have Parshas Parah, the full humility, the full Kabbalah, many come to Parshas HaChodesh, Kabbalah's all mitzvos, and Kabbalah's HaTorah, as the Shem Yisbarach. And that, I think, is really the Sfas Emes. Why is the Chodesh HaZelchem the first mitzvah? Because then the Ger Shem Yisgatun can go to Shino Adami. How do we become that Ger? How do we become that, have that Ischachus? Da'afka Babi Mekabal, all Machus Shemayim. To understand that it's not us. How important is this message in 2020 Tav Shem Pei, the things we're living on, that we realize the Rabbeinu Shem in 1 second, we don't run our lives, the Rabbeinu Shem runs our lives. And the more we feel His love, the more we feel His presence, the more we buy into it, the more we feel comfortable, and the more we will feel protected. But we have to do our best to be able to buy in. And that's what it means to be HaChodesh HaZelechem Jew, to be Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim Jews. Once we have that, another says the Ishkodesh, then we come in Mikabal, that is Chachos. Let's review these 5 ideas. We started off the first idea of Simcha Zesol, of Kelm, also the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, Konadiv Libo, Ivyaz Shemas Hashem. Chodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want just the action, He also wants our heart. How are we doing the mitzvah? He wants Chodesh Baruch Hu, wants our thought and our motion and our passion. And that's exactly the idea that Chidush Shurim says from the by Parshas Parav, Hasirose, Slave Ha'evin, Mipsarchem. Chodesh Baruch Hu, just take away my heart of stone, make it a heart of flesh, them that feels and loves and cares. Meshach Chachma says, Dafka Laman Hei, Parakai Laman Hei, Pasuk Laman, why was it necessary to tell me that list B'tzalel's genealogy, that he was the grandson of Chor, because Chor, we know, died when he tried to revolt against the Eagle Azov. Says the Meshech Chachma, you want to know why B'tzalel was Zocha? Because of what his grandfather did. And because he stood up against the Eagle, and now B'tzalel was now Zocha to take the gold and be able to build a Mishkan. And we said the original Rebbe said from the Gemara and Shabbos on the Beis and Beis, but we're doing the Daf these days, someone who was the Iker Shabbos, not just talking about the tractate of Shemesech Shabbos, but someone who was Shabbos is Iker by them. And then the Avos and the Toldos, then it's Avos Toldos. it's the ikr. Then it's mamish the ikr by them. If Shabbos is the ikr, shabtani hachat the ikr. Shabbos utani avos utani odos. If Shabbos is ikr by you, then it's in the father, then it's in the kids and the grandkids. But if hasam the lavigar Shabbos, but if Shabbos is not the ikr, then the avos tani but told us low tani. If you're just trying to get past the Shabbos, get back to your phones. The parents could be doing it, but it's not ingrained in the children. We see how important it is when we're invested. When we're fully invested, we give over to the generation. That was exactly the word of the Meshchachma. The third idea of Yaakov Yitzchak of Yalav the Rebina says Panam Ishal Achiv. What was the dafka by the Kruvim? He says, you want to know why the Kruvim looked up? When you have the most special time for the Kruvim, when the Upanam Ishal Achiv, when the Jews were caring about each other, Ba'achdus and unity in Avos Yisrael. And that's the idea from the Basayim from last week's parsha that Moshe was zochet to speak to the Bosh and Panam upon him. Kashagidabar Ishal Areiu. Like a friend speak to his, Moshe spoke to Hashem like a friend speak to his friend. But no, says the Basayim, he was zochet to speak to Hashem Panam upon him because he loved Klai Yisrael so much. Because it was Isha Alachim, it was Isha Re'eyu, because he loved for every Jew. That is the ultimate. You want to know how the ultimate Siyat Tishmaya? It's after through Achdus and unity, caring and love. The fourth idea from Yosef and Tver Shlomo, Vayvarachus and Moshe, and Moshe blessed their hands. Rashi says, Shetisha Shechina B'Masa Yidichem, you should feel the Shechina should be in your details, in your hands. It says to Tver Shlomo, the Radamska Rebbe, that doesn't just mean the spiritual things, but specifically the physical things. You should find the Rebbe in all the details and all everything that you do. And the Shulchan Aruch says, this is that one sif, one right. How do you serve the Rebbe 24/7? Dafka, when you do everything, L'shem Shemaim, Achilish, Siya, Halicha, Yeshiva, everything with Yura, 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 Yura. Even when we're home, we're doing Chodesh Baruch Hu, we're doing Chodesh Baruch Hu as well. We have Chodesh Baruch Hu in mind. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Parshas Chodesh. Why is Kiddush Chodesh the first mitzvah? Because at the end of the day, when a Jew accepts upon himself mitzvahs, become a new person. And how do we become a new person? By re-enlisting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. By re-enlisting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. And that brings his chachos, and that brings a person to have that full renewal. And that's what the Ish Kodesh is. That's why Parah comes before HaKodesh. Parah resembles the mitzvah of being mivatar yourself, right? Someone, one finger or one leg is out of the mikvah, it doesn't work. You have that first, humility to realize it's not about you, then you could have the kamalos all mitzvahs. And that's what a parsha of Chodesh is. As the Shabbos Shvizocher, to take these messages, these lessons, about pouring in our avodas Hashem, not only with our actions, but mamish with our hearts and our souls, to understand that everything we do trickles down to our generations in the positive and chas from the other way, but to make sure that everything we do, we understand that we give it over to the next generation, to understand if we want siyat Shemaya, we want our help, especially nowadays, it's got to be ba'achdus, caring about each other, not only Klai Yisrael, caring about the world, everything we do with Shem Shemaim, the spiritual actions, the physical actions, and finally, Parshas Chodesh, to re-enlist the Rebbeinu Shem, the Tal Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're ready to re-enlist, we're ready to start once again, to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and come back into his army, Be'ezer Shem, Yisya'at, Vishir, Besar, Yistovus, from all the entire world, and all of Klai Yisrael, Be'ezer Shem, Yisbarach, Shechach.